This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walked along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you.
Well, you want to celebrate? I've had some sleep. I'm ready to celebrate. I love this country so much because I know what it represents, and I know why the enemy hates it so much, that when I see it barely saved, but still in deep, deep trouble, it upsets me. But seeing like an animal that's down and that people are making fun of it, that gets to me. And I'm talking about Russia. And I think about how our globalists that control us literally put the Russian Revolution in place and did all of that. I've had top historians on, and they could totally concur. That's a fact. And then you think Russia has thrown off the very same globalist, and it's certainly not perfect, but he's trying to reorganize. And imagine if Trump is able to not have the globalist keep this whole war with Russia going, and if the United States allied with Russia under free market terms and business and all the rest of it. China is the true evil and is so satanic. When I say satanic, I mean mobile execution vans, 80-plus million dead under Mao. Our elite put those communists in there. We could support independence movements in China and actually reform China and have better trade deals with China and have better free trade deals and fair trade deals to give a living wage to the Chinese to rise humanity, not have a giant sucking sound. Ross Perot explained this to everybody, okay? When you pay more, then your employees can buy more products and you build a better civilization. Humans can build whatever level of comfort we want. The problem is it creates decadence. That's a byproduct and a problem. But he explained it. I mean, we ought to find those clips from those presidential debates, but also when he was on Larry King with Al Gore. That's a good deal, Larry. And then he's like, okay, stop interrupting me. I'm explaining this one more time. Before we did this latest trade deal 2 years ago, this was 2 years ago, with Canada, they were getting paid $35 to $40 an hour on average. Now, our auto workers, $25 an hour. Now, within a year of that happening, they've already dropped down to $25, and we've dropped down about $5. Mexico's paid less than about $1 an hour manufacturing. Let's say they go up to $3. And I'm paraphrasing, this is basically what he said word for word. We're going to go down to like $10, and they're going to go down to about $3. This is a giant sucking sound. Then, once that's happened, that'll move to China, or that'll move somewhere else where it's even less. You cannot lower the wages and then open up to this trade and not destroy the economy. Now, was Ross Perot right or was Ross Perot wrong? And who supported Ross Perot? Donald Trump. Who paid millions of dollars to put op-eds in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and hundreds of other papers written by Trump saying, don't do this. Don't do this. This is a bad deal. And look what happened. That's why they hate Trump, folks. He'll do deals with China. He doesn't want them to totally collapse. That will make us collapse. But it's going to be equitable deals where we raise the economy. He wants to put some golf courses in over there. I mean, we can have whatever economy we want, folks, but we have to decide that we're going to demand on a quality system. By the way, CJ pointed this out because I'm not good at pitching stuff. He's absolutely right. I'm never plugging. We're running deals right now where you can get Brainforce for like $11, and there's free shipping. And he's right. At that level, it's a loss leader. So if you want to support the broadcast, when we have deals that are this big, please buy some of the other products. I mean, DNA Force, 30% off, 34% off a bunch of other items. Everything in the store is massively marked down with free shipping and 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip on things that are obviously things that you reorder. You order a crank-powered solar panel shortwave radio, you'll probably never need another one in 20 years. But something like Survival Shield X2 or DNA Force or Supernova Vitality, you need that every month or every 2 months, 6 months, you can sign up for AutoShip. Additional 10% off. A lot of stuff is a loss leader. It means we lose money, for new listeners that might be public school educated, on a lot of these products. So absolutely check them out. And I want to thank everybody for their support. InfoWarsStore.com. Big news straight ahead and your phone calls.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The entire political map has been rewritten, not just here, but worldwide. Mainstream media is totally discredited and in free fall collapse. The Democratic Party and the Republican snot-nosed establishment are in total crisis mode and realize that none of their BS is working, and they were just hit with a giant tsunami repudiating their globalist, crony capitalist, anti-free market, fascist, dirtbag system. They've been hit by Brexit. They've been hit by Russia pulling out, leading the pack. They have been hit by other independence movements all over the world, anti-globalism movements in Brazil, in Spain, in Portugal, in Greece, in Italy. We're all this close, folks. And they said in the Washington Post, I hammered all this, and the Financial Times and the Economist, world government's in crisis. If Hillary falls, she's the final domino. Just like in V for Vendetta when he hits that final domino and the inspector says, it was like it was all connected. It was. And only after you've been doing this so long and you see these things come to fruition and you witness these sea changes, do you know that there is a hand involved, an invisible hand. The globalists think it's their little hand, and no, there's a much bigger hand. Look at the story here on Drudge. The New World Order. And it goes in the New York Times. Trump's victory promises to upend the international order, which is George Soros and a handful of other scumbags, tax-exempt, above the law, screwing everyone over. And what's stunning is that the New York Times and everybody else thought they could just keep telling us, ha, 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 it's ridiculous. There's no way Trump will win. And I'm sitting here, I'll just tell you, involved in internal, real scientific polls. And for these polling agencies to even do them, you've got to agree to never even publish your results. They won't give you a real poll unless you say you won't publish it. Oh, I'm serious, because then that's called internal polling. And then we checked other polls. I talked to other people. And I've paid for public polls before, and they had all the newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, Austin-Berry Statesman, going, Alex Cointley again claims he has access to internal polls and said Trump's 10 to 15 points ahead in the red states, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points in swing states, and may even take some blue states. And did he take some blue states? Did he take almost all the swing states? Did he win just like I told you? Hillary and Obama are devil worshippers. Oh, it comes out. Oh, Trump's going to win, and they're going to try. I had Beth Harris on yesterday, and I laid out my analysis. She said, yeah, that's basically spot on. And I'm not bragging. It's just that I don't watch football and baseball and stand around with my buddies talking about the engine in my car all day long. I live this stuff. I know what I'm talking about. And it's such a repudiation of these snot noses that they sit around like followers together, all chirping like a bunch of birds in a tree, that they have the answers, like parrots repeating the same four or five lines over and over again and then laughing at us. So they've collapsed. They're a joke. But the empire will try to reconstitute and strike back. You better believe it. The difference is, and the biggest game changer is this, and I don't have time today because I want to take your calls and get into news to explain what happened, but it's a microcosm of our victory, so I'll get into it now. And stuff I figured out about 10 years ago has since actually come out. You know, that's what's crazy. You figure something out, then later it comes out exactly like you saw. They're so smart, but once we know their game, it's over. They were worried about a states' rights movement 25 years ago, a legitimate states' rights movement of guys in suits and ties running for office, taking our country back. So they went and they financed FBI, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL operatives, and others to go out with money and to go into the poorest areas and to basically create anti-government militias, which are constitutional. You can always tell which militias are run by feds or double agents because they'll say, Jones is saying we're feds. He's a fed. No. The militia's constitutional. It's good. All able-bodied men are part of it. It's wonderful. There are a lot of great militias out there. The Fed will go, he said all the militias are racist and work for the Fed. And that guy's probably speaks with a British accent. But then he goes off and, hey, don't listen to him. I'm telling you. I've actually seen people before switch into a whole other accent. They're like, let's get rid of Jones here. Later, give the command team to the main base. It's total psyop to try to stir up the liberty movement and brand the states' rights movement as a bunch of KKK, crazy, racist people, brewing methamphetamine in their backyard. So they could then roll up all the other militias and plant pipe bombs on their property and send people to prison. This is what they did. So it's just like they branded that as racist because they were worried about it. They went and branded the Tea Party. It was started by Ron Paul and the Liberty Movement that the Republicans tried to take over as racist so the Hispanics, blacks, others would not feel like they could be libertarians. You see, they just get rid of the whole section, kind of like going to the mall, and they say, sorry, there's no men's clothing here, or there's no women's clothing here. It's like, what? It's only unisex. It's the same thing of not letting you have the opportunity. Like, you're not allowed to go to a Republican event. You can't be a libertarian because they're all racist at that. But then people start actually going to those events and finding out it's the opposite. and the paradigm starts shattering, so they go into panic mode to try to keep it in place and make it all be race-based, 10 times worse than it was, and it backfires in record numbers of Hispanic Americans and Black Americans voting for Trump, seeing through it. But those that are susceptible to the programming, when they even turn it up more to try to keep them on the plantation, they get more violent. You understand? And so then that creates a perception that there's this bigger racist backlash against white people going on, which is meant to create the perception of whites actually getting into character and acting racist. It's social engineering, and they think we're dumb. They're stirring us up against each other. It's stupid, and we shouldn't do it, and we shouldn't be part of it. But that doesn't mean then we virtue signal and then adopt all the nomenclature of the left. We don't adopt any of that. But we destroy them with the truth and prosperity by going, we're not going to have reparations of people. Almost no whites in America had any ancestors that owned slaves. Most people immigrated here after slavery even ended. And even then it was 2% of the families that had slaves. What do you mean reparations? But we agree there's been economic degradation and segregation and problems that did economically suppress people. So Trump wants special tax incentives and tax cuts for Black people. And conservatives are like, yay! Could you ever get the left to get something through? But they wouldn't do that because they don't want you to have your own money. They want strings attached to it. You know, I'm going to go to these clips. I'm going to cover the news. But let's play the clip here of sorry, dumbed down people. People have to die. Anti-Trump protester calls for violence on CNN. Let's play this clip. And by the way, this is just the stuff being caught on video. And there are scores of these videos coming out every hour. As the media says, oh, good, look at the good people out protesting, never calling it racial assault, never calling it attacks. People have to die. Anti-Trump protester calls for violence on CNN. And, boy, does this woman look like she's done any killing? She look like she can do any killing? I love how it's always the softest, dumbest people that are the ones talking about violence. Cupcake. If the globalists are ever successful and really kick off a full-scale civil war, let me explain something to you and your controllers like George Soros very slowly. I told you you were going to lose this election. I told you a tsunami would block even your election fraud. I told you they were going to release pedophilia on your bosses and devil worship. It did get released. Now, you have to understand something. Next phase, if you're dumb enough to actually start a big bloody civil war in this country, it's not going to go the way you thought it was, guaranteed. And last time I checked, sweetheart, looking at the folks out there on the streets, I don't care if they're Black, white, Hispanic, they are the dumbest looking, soulless looking, softest, punkish morons I've ever seen. You folks couldn't lead a insurrection robbing a Walmart. I mean, what are Black Friday mobs going to do, huh? Give me a break. You're dumbasses, and your jokes, and you're following people that have oppressed you and used you, but even though you've been through all the psychological brainwashing, you sit here in the lap of luxury, eating so much food, it's killing you. And look, I've been fat too. I'm not criticizing anybody that's fat, but just look at almost everyone running around bitching. They're young, they're stupid, they weigh twice as much as they should, they're living in la-la land. This country's not free. You're just giant and fat. You got so much food. I mean, there are people starving all over the world. It's a joke. So let's play this lady. Here it is.
Lily, your sign tonight says...
Our lives begin to end the day. We become silent about the things that matter. If we don't fight, who's going to fight for us? People had to die for your freedom where we're at today. We can't just do rallies. We have to fight back. There will be casualties on both sides. There will be, because people have to die to make a change in this world. But Trump, enough with your racism. Stop splitting families. Don't split my family.
And you're fearful that you're going to lose friends and relatives if you go...
Let me address this. I go down to Cancun once a year or so because it's a 2-hour flight from Austin. It's direct. Go down there, get some sun, whatever. I mean, they give you a visa tag, and one time I lost it, and they literally almost arrested me, flipped out, went through everybody's stuff and said, why don't you have the tag? You got to be out the day we say. And I said, this is the day. They're like, you said 5 days. This is the sixth day. And I went, I filled it out wrong because they had, you know, my dad's was with us. I mean, oh, our family separated. I mean, every other country, you got to come in legal. You got to go out legal. And Trump's actually going to create a system where you can just, if you don't have a bunch of felonies, you just come right back in. Give me a break. Our borders are wide open, dummy. But you just sit there, it's crazy.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
The toll-free number to join us on this live Thursday global broadcast is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going to be taking your calls. I'm going to get to a bunch of the clips I haven't covered yet. Obviously, we've got Trump going to meet with Obama at the White House, then going to meet with Republicans as well. Hillary says that we should let there be a peaceful transference of power yesterday, but I told everybody, Soros is only going to double down with the destabilization, and they have. So that's all coming up. We have shocking footage of black racist KKK equivalents just beating up innocent white people because they just said, you're white, you're a Trump supporter. This is happening all over the country. For every time it's caught on video, I'd say it's happening 300, 400 times. I mean, the reports from Oliver Austin I'm hearing, it's bad. And folks will approach white people and say, are you with Trump? And then the anger gets so bad, they just start beating them or mugging them or attacking them. And this is all being led by university professor operatives and people in classic social engineering. It is very, 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 very sad. You know, they're all getting their degrees in this. You know, used to people wouldn't join the military if they wanted to go fight. Now women kind of join the social justice warrior corps. Then they go out and agitate, and then cops get killed, innocent people get beat up. And it's causing thousands of black people to get killed in Chicago additionally a year just because now the police are slow rolling and not going into the areas. This is true racism. This is the true face of evil. I mean, I would be just as disgusted if this was 5-6 white guys beating up a black person. In fact, I'd be more disgusted because I'd be ashamed of myself, even though I'm not associated with it. This is very shameful. Now, talk about race-based politics, okay? The Republicans are the ones that ended it. They weren't perfect, but that's the party of Lincoln. And it was the Christians that pushed for all that. And then people like my grandfather that ran for county government and won after World War II, the first Republican in that side of the family in ever. Family didn't ostracize him, but they were mad at him. But the point was they ended up taking the county over with Republicans, and they did the desegregation, and they cut the taxes. And let's just say this, quite frankly, growing up, there'd be a lot of black folks on Christmas and other dates bringing us pies and watermelons and stuff like that, because I love my grandfather so much because they knew some of the stuff went on behind the scenes. But he was a tough guy, my dad's dad, so it didn't matter. But it's just particularly weird to be attacked when the KKK actually attacked my family, and if you make a whole movie out of it, I'm not going to get into it. It's just too rich. I'll just leave it to you like that. Now, we see this whole KKK movement going on with the Hispanics. Most Hispanics aren't buying into it, and I'm not saying that in a patronizing way. It's true. Demographically, that's just not happening. Doesn't matter. It's a few percentage points that pushes some of the edge. So Buckley had the idea to overlay Google Maps of the counties that went red and that went blue. And then to overlay the only areas in the sea of red that went blue. Every sanctuary city went blue. This is the demographic warfare. Now imagine in Mexico or anywhere else, if America was saying, send our people down there by the millions and then vote to turn it over to our form of government, they would arrest you. This is sedition. So, Buckley, I'm glad you found this. This is amazing. I'm going to give this to Don Salazar or Paul Watson. They tend to do the immigration beat, but this is stunning. What made you think to do this?
Well, you know, I was watching the show, and I was watching all the episodes of all the violence that has been caused across the nation. And we all know, of course, that this is all being funded by Soros and all the globalists that are trying to destabilize the country by influencing these poor people, influencing their minds and trying to bring the hatred up inside of them. You know, for instance, here in Austin, they blocked off one of the major bridges here, arteries. It took me over an hour and a half to get home. In fact, I just stopped at a coffee shop and just read magazines and drank coffee. But the point is that there were lines and lines of buses waiting just about six blocks away, they had brought these people and ready to spirit them away.
And they attacked police cars here, did a bunch of other stuff. They were bussed in. And again, I was about 3 miles from this. And literally had people bowing up to me and stuff because I was white. And I was just like, man, imagine you're like a little white guy or a woman. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, I don't want to listen. I got kids, folks. I don't want to hurt people, but I'm going into another mode now.
Exactly. I mean, the thing that this proves, though, is that this was not an organic uprising. It wasn't people that are sickened by some political circumstance, you know, and have a righteousness in hitting the streets. It's people that are bought and paid for.
Yeah, if people rioted in New York over the devil worship and the pedophile stuff, I'd be like, let's join them.
Exactly.
No. It's not we're going after the devil worshipers or people that actually did something or some child molester that got off. We're just randomly beating white people up.
Right. So as I was watching these videos and I saw all the usual suspects, I saw Mecha, La Raza, I saw the communists, I saw the same people that are always at the front of these groups leading them with the bandanas over their heads so they can't be identified. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, what is the driving force behind this? And really, I was listening to this guy who is a city councilman here in Austin on NPR yesterday, and he was talking about how he was so scared that Donald Trump was going to influence the cities that are right now allowing for all immigrants to just be here, period. What are they called?
That's right. It is a UN immunization program worldwide to ignore the national government, have cities shell out to it. This is an admitted program.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
What we're seeing is 21st century warfare. We are seeing the attempted takedown of the number one most wealthy, powerful nation that has built an empire. You're seeing it be captured by multinational corporations using the oldest trick in the book, divide and conquer, to create a race class war in the country, and the horrible, evil universities spewing out people with worthless degrees. Huge hordes of idiot graduate students leading race mobs. And man, you talk about evil. You look at these white professors and these people that are stirring all this up, they know exactly what they're doing. Behind closed doors, to a man, I've talked to them, many of them. they know, they start laughing and they go, of course we're taking over. Of course it's a manipulation. And it's like, they think they're so smart, Buckley, because they know how to screw somebody. And I'm tired of them. What do you want to say to folks out there? Because we're going to go back over this map in a moment, and you've added another graphic that we're going to show. But for radio listeners, describe what we're looking at here.
Well, basically, I spend a lot of my time up here at InfoWars looking at metrics of all different types, whether it's viewership or it's marketing or sales. And so I'm always looking at different numbers. And I was going through a lot of the different maps from the election today. Kind of reviewing different circumstances, and I saw this really dramatic map that just showed a sea of red that basically the vast majority of the area in the United States voted Republican and for Trump. And there you see it right there. Just I don't know what the percentage is, but I would say that's probably 90% of the geographic landmass voted for Trump. Now, of course, we all know that people are concentrated in cities. And
I think your dead reckoning's right. I think that's right about 90%. In fact, I was seeing them say that last night. It's about 90% geographically. But then if you overlay the admitted sanctuary cities where they ignore the federal law and give the illegals all this free stuff, which then further bankrupts the city, but brings in more political control and then more federal dollars, if you look at it, it's every piece of blue in the sea of red is an admitted command base. And it's funny you brought this up because we were exposing Gen 21 a few years ago, and we got some of their internal maps where they were admitting they have all these triangles where they triangulate the blue with the red, and they have 5 and 10 and 20-year maps like the communists in China. It's crazy how they're going to bring people in to those and then expand like pieces on a board to then take over the states. And that's what I'm saying. It's military precision, folks. It's military dedication, military precision. And understand, I wouldn't care if we brought in 30, 40 million people from Latin America if they don't have criminal backgrounds and they're hardworking. That's what we need, people. That's fine with me. The great, wonderful. But they bring in many of the unwashed, the politicos. They bring them in. They brainwash them. They piss them off. They turn them into communist and socialist and La Raza. And listen, you were born in Guatemala. You lived there until you were 8, with your dad and mom and the rest of the family. And you grew up on the streets of Guatemala City. And I remember when you were a kid, you'd say, you dream in Spanish back then. I hear somebody talking in Spanish, wake up, you in the bunk bed next to me. And you've been a DJ and before that a bartender and all the jobs. I mean, you've experienced because you speak fluent Spanish. The type of racist stuff, it's not most people who speak Spanish, but it's a good percentage. They're just like everybody else. There's racists out there. But there's this attitude, and they're always shocked when you come back at them with Spanish. But this is just the reality. This is going on. This isn't about Spanish-speaking people conquering America. It's about coming in and being run by the Ford Foundation and by globalists like George Soros and being used to kill a birthright that if you become a citizen of lower taxes and guns and freedom and what made America great. And if you look at Hispanic culture on average, it's one of the most compatible systems of what the real culture is with Americana. In fact, you see Hispanics love Americana. In fact, everybody else is abandoning it. It seems to be Hispanics that are embracing it. So it's this juxtaposed of Hispanics that aren't in these brainwashing camps and ever go out and have a job and live or successful and love it, but the New World Order is totally betting on you to win and bring down the country. I'm asking, how do we bet on you to save it and be the future that you are? It's your country. It's going to be 70% Hispanic in like 30 years. It's yours. Are you going to let them con you out of stealing it and blowing it up? I mean, this is crazy. So what do you want to say, Buckley?
Well, I think that's a great point because there's this liberal ideology that they sort of own, the minorities, i.e. the blacks or the Hispanics. But if you go into these neighborhoods, you'll see that Hispanics are primarily Catholic, they're primarily conservative, they're primarily really hardworking people who want low taxes and they want prosperity and they want to have a good environment for small businesses to thrive in. Now, if you think about the ideologies of the left versus the ideologies of the right, who do they align with, But however, the liberals all think that just because these people are of a different colored skin, they're not white, that somehow they owe their allegiance to liberals. And that is just, to me, that's actually one of the most intense forms of racism.
Just 40 years ago,
it's the tyranny of low expectations.
It was the Democrats saying, don't let Hispanics in the country.
Exactly.
But then they flipped. They went, oh, Republicans, you're going to end all the race-based stuff? We're just going to flip and take that away from them.
Right. So,
by the way, we're better at race politics than you are.
Exactly. And so one of the things that has really been a stark contrast for me in this election is if you go and you look at all the communications and everything that Donald Trump said, he is always talking about the people. He's always talking about how we're going to bring the country up, fix the infrastructure, let mothers be able to stay home longer with their children. Lots of really compassionate, constructive stuff. And we go back and we dig through all those Podesta emails and all the emails in between Hillary and Huma Abedin. Not one email about them talking about how they're going to better the environment for the American public. All it was self-serving stuff. And so that boils down to me. To me, that boils down to the fact that they know that they have minorities hoodwinked. They know that they have them by the hook. And it's only this ideology, it's only this concept and this idea that they have so deeply ingrained into their society.
I agree. It's total entitlement. And the New York Times had this Trump's last stand, and they talk about memos they'd gotten and people they talked to. They're like, Trump's insecure. He's always asking people and working with people about how he can make minorities like him and what he can do for them. He's pathetic. This is like, oh, we have secret stuff. He really wants to figure out how to fix things. Meanwhile, you got Podesta emails of these dumb black people, and I want to rip this person off. I'll see you at the devil worship meeting. We got plenty of blood and semen for you to drink.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And I think it just really illustrates the core of what their souls are like, you know, what their ambitions are. Their ambitions aren't for the betterment of society.
I just want prosperity, but then don't do it at my expense and tell me I'm inherently bad.
Exactly.
This is nothing but dumbed down tribalism. So,
and the thing that's nauseating is that the media has been in lockstep with them on this. The media has just really amplified their message, their PR message.
Well, I've always said, and one of the next things we should do is we need to get a couple folks to understand what's going on, to speak fluent Spanish, and create a Spanish version radio and TV show every day to just churn this information out, because this is key in the battle and the next phase. Buckley, what do you want to say to folks in Spanish?
Bueno, perdona mi español porque se me está olvidando mucho, pero te lo juro que nosotros aquí en InfoWars estamos trabajando por ti. Estamos trabajando por la patria, por toda la gente ahí que está sufriendo y que está trabajando duro. Y tal vez a veces es difícil entender, pero si continúas a ver aquí en InfoWars y escuchas a lo que tenemos que hacer, lo vas a entender, te lo juro.
Think about this. The globalists have pulled the doors, the screens off, everything, saying we can't even have doors on the country. Right. Everybody else has doors. And Trump says, we're going to put doors back on. Oh, you're so mean to me. It's ridiculous. Meanwhile, we have organized, admitted battle plans to overthrow the country, merge us into Mexico and Canada, and get rid of everybody's sovereignty and exploit everyone. And then they're bringing in all these third world populations. Forget, it's not about Mexicans all day. It's now Chinese, the main group. They're bringing them in as a new permanent underclass to exploit.
Exactly.
And then you get the memos. They admit they're exploiting. They admit they want to drive down wages. They admit they want to get rid of the middle class. It's so diabolical that if people ever get how diabolical the Democrats and the Republican leadership are, they're over forever. Because, folks, they're true villains. And people say, well, why is that? Because sociopaths and psychopaths start recruiting other psychopaths in, and other control freaks and other mercenaries. So at a certain point, it's a flashpoint. If you're not in the meetings going, screw these people, I love lying to them, bunch of trash, I'll see if the devil works for me, good, I'll see you later. You know, you're like, whoa, this is like Twilight Zone, they're so evil. That's how history is. They're a very small group of people. Black, white, you know, anybody who's a psychopath, a sociopath, a mercenary, a sadist, it's a lot of different groups. But they all fit together in kind of legions of doom. And so you either in history dominate and defeat them, or they run everything. There's no in between. These aren't people you coexist with, because they're never going to coexist. I mean, I finally saw another Hillary sticker last night. In fact, I think there's some video of it. And it was the first time I saw a Hillary sticker where they weren't in the fast lane. So blocking everybody. But normally that's, you know, who's doing it.
That's a pretty good analogy right there.
No, I'm serious. Always. If I see somebody in the fast lane going slow, although they're going to have a Democrat
sticker. They call themselves progressives.
Oh, they're going to have a coexist sticker.
That's the irony.
Exactly. So they're blocking my life. So I get up there, and it says, you know, we need to stop war, peace on earth, and then love Trump's hate. Trump, around the world, all the top analysts say he's the detente, he's the peacenik, Hillary's World War III. But here they are with their Democrat and Hillary stickers, and they've got a peace on earth deal. again, it isn't congruent with reality. It's not real.
Yeah, I honestly, you know, feel bad for these people that have to walk around all day with this cognitive dissonance in their head, you know, repeatedly telling themselves that whatever the mantra is, that, the, you know, I'm good, I'm not racist, I'm good, whatever they have to do in their head to justify, you know.
Look, here's the deal. We got rid of a lot of the henpecking, Bible-thumping, you know, oppressive, Pharisee-style, control freak, Christianity that isn't real Christianity. Okay, so we've gotten rid of a lot of that Victorian stuff, and so, but it all passed on to political correctness. So these are the same as people screaming at you on the street, telling you you got to go to their church and you're with the devil because your wife's wearing high heels. You know, those are folks that drive people away from Christianity. Okay, it's the same thing. It's just like, you're a racist, you're a, and it's just not even, you're like, get out of my way, man, what is your problem?
Which is the actual inverse of tolerance. And if you go out on social media and you see how all these, you know, hilltards, I don't know what they're calling them these days, but all the people that are basically, you know, following Hillary over the cliff, you know, how vicious they are and how nasty they are. And that's it's the inversion of
Owen Troyer found the most insane women ever. Where we can't show because it's almost all cussing. They are screaming like zombies in a movie, scrabbling and, you know, trying to get in or something. They're just like completely out of their minds, and it's like he's doing nothing to them.
Right. Well, but that's what they're trained for. Is they're trained that if they're louder than you are, then they have the right to overpower you with their voice, even though what they're saying doesn't make any rational sense. And so, you know, to bring this all the way back to what we were talking about with the sanctuary cities and Soros, is that the globalists are trying their damnedest to get inside and destabilize this country from the inside, cause divisiveness, and try to get us fighting each other. Because if you look at it from the perspective, if you back way out, the globalists are 0.00001%. And all they do is they're on a really, really long lever. And all they can do is throw a whole bunch of money at people to get them angry and freaked out about an imaginary circumstance. And if we can break their conditioning, if we can break through the lies and break through.
Well, that's it, because it creates real uncomfortableness. Where, you know, people are getting attacked all over Austin. I mean, all the people are going, yeah, this person got attacked. Yeah, they got attacked yesterday. Yeah, yeah. People got attacked last night. I mean, now I've got to, like, watch where I pull in. This is what the evil media has done.
Exactly.
And now that's going to create real racism because not everybody is sophisticated like I am.
That's true. Well, here we are at InfoWars, and we don't, like you always say, we don't always get it 100% right. You know, we're just sort of looking at the tea leaves and digging through all the information. But at the very least, we're getting a big, wide swath of information and comparing historical contexts to what is happening right now. And I believe that right now in this election, I mean, we've quadrupled in size as far as our audience is concerned, as far as our reach is concerned. And we're winning this war.
And by the way, if all the new listeners just tell somebody else about it again, like the last wave did, and then another wave, we're going to have, I don't even want to say this on air, because right now with the election, let's not exaggerate, our last peak was about 30-something million people in a week, one way or another, tuning in. I can announce to folks that on current trends, by Sunday, I think conservatively we would have had 80 million people that we could actually register, and I register real IP addresses, real videos watched, ratings we can check with stations. I mean, right now we're sitting at 65 million conservatively.
Right. Yeah.
65 million people.
Let me say this, because Alex is actually a really humble person. In real life, he's a really humble person. He gets on here and he screams and he shouts and he gets really intense because he's trying to get your attention. But one of the things that Alex has done is that he has taken almost 90% of the funds that we generate here at InfoWars and put them back into the system, into what we are building. And people, I've seen it 100 times, people who haven't been here in a year at our offices show up and go, oh my God, wow, this is huge. This is twice as big. This is amazing. Look what you guys are doing. And so that's what Alex has been doing for 20 years. Year over year, we've been growing almost exponentially. And the reason why is because he's not greedy. The reason why is because he believes in this in his heart, and he's putting all of the effort that he has, including all of the monetary resources that we get and build, back into InfoWars.
And let's expand on why I use military terminology, because the globalist, it is military. This is a scientific attack, folks. Think of it as space aliens. It's not space aliens. But what I'm saying is the technocrats see themselves as a breakaway civilization. And they're doing things chemically, culturally, everything like they're better than us to play us off. And as long as we don't know the experiments going on, they're going to win. We're here to show the experiment's happening, and I know this is a takeover. I get chills. I know they're predators, like a guy breaking in my house, man.
But here's the
I have the energy to, like, stop them. I'm nothing special. We're under attack, folks.
Here's the beautiful part. Here's the beautiful part, is that we are not beholden to anybody. We're not beholden to anybody. We don't answer to George Soros. We don't answer to any huge corporations. We don't answer to our advertisers or anything. We can say what we believe here, and that's why what you get here is 99.9% of the truth. Sometimes we're wrong, but that 1% that we're wrong, it sure as hell doesn't compare to the 99%. Right, Alex?
Well, they're trying to lie on purpose, and speaking of that, we haven't plugged this whole hour. I want to hire 4 or 5 more writers, camera people, editors, and I think that's probably it growth-wise because it's just too much to handle. And that's what people need to take advantage of, InfoWarsStore.com. We have 30-40% off across the board for the nutraceuticals, a bunch of other items, 50% off on the Molon Labe gun apparel. We've got free shipping on top of that, 34% off on storable foods. You guys are taking it down this morning. I made the decision to put it back up. Then you made the point, okay, BrainForce sold out. This is selling out. A bunch of items have sold out, unless you're signed up for AutoShip. Then we keep some back in stock. But a lot of items are selling out right now. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And some of these are lost leaders. But you know what's great? Because you get the product, you love it, it works, you enjoy it, you're going to buy it again, which is symbiotic. You're funding this operation, getting products that help you, that are good for you and your family, that are useful, and then it funds something with piranha-like dedication that is going to attack the enemy.
And if you sign up for AutoShip, you get 10% off your products in perpetuity. And you get them. You don't have to order them every month. Every time that you run out of one, a new bottle shows up, and you have what you need.
That's right. And look, I'm not fighting this to lose. People keep thinking, you know, like, we're underdogs. No. We have the truth. They're the villains. We're promoting prosperity and freedom. We're going to win. I keep telling everybody, we're going to win. The churches taught that until 100 years ago. Now they've been taken over.
Absolutely. And we're in this for the long haul.
Long haul, baby.
What happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls.
Sometimes, though, the good guys win. Especially when you're in the United States of America.
The war is over.
Von Bismarck said, God loves children, drunks, and the United States of America.
Everybody knows.
And that has been marveled at for over 240 years by every empire and every enemy. Almost every time, incredible providence, that's just unspeakable, happens always when it appears the Republic is on its last legs. Because as ugly as this country's been, we're the prettiest thing on this planet. Go to other countries, folks, experience the corruption of what it's like there and the classism and the spirit and the death that you feel in the culture. No matter how beautiful the people may be and how amazing their culture, there's something twisted there. There's an evil. We're trying to promote freedom worldwide. I'm going to start the next hour, and I'm going to go right to Andrew in the UK and Dave and David, and I think that's Monica or Monica, and then we got Justin and others. Getting old, man. My eyes are going out. I've got to move that TV closer so I can actually see those calls. Before we go any further, there's a bunch of clips. I mean, I tell you, Matt does such a great job with the rest of the crew getting all these dozens of clips. We have Putin congratulating Trump. We've got White House doesn't rule out pardoning Hillary. That is so huge. MSNBC reporters, stock exchange chanting, lock her up. We've got mass celebrations erupt across Russia. Meanwhile, oh, it's not because they're racist. It's because they don't want World War III. And then, meanwhile, we've got shock video. Again, black mob viciously beats white Trump supporter. Emotional Clinton supporter. Hillary needs to sue the U.S. This is just so pathetic. And then mainstream media now has picked up the line. Van Jones started it. A white lash. That's right. We want to make America great again. That means cut the taxes. We've been in a depression. The economy's been falling apart for a while. Most of the areas of the nation look like a bomb hit it. And that's what that means. It doesn't mean a white lash. Was it a big dominant group of white people that voted for Trump? Absolutely. With record numbers of blacks and Hispanics. So sad. So nasty. So evil. So just absolutely despicable. And I'm going to say this right now to the establishment. You're arrogant, scum like you, always become delusional, and you always fall. The problem is there's nuclear weapons now, so none of us can afford to let you get to the failure point. You have to be dealt with. And that's why you think the awakening is hardcore now, you've seen nothing. The military and the police knew I was telling them the truth because they were on the inside and knew that I was aware of real information. I reverse engineered it, decompartmentalized it, so did our guest. Then when you tried to launch a civil war the last 5 years to destabilize things, they completely broke with you and finally figured out it's do or die. They had to choose a side. Rediscovering Americana, rediscovering the Republic, it's happened. Not that our government's perfect, but it's not the globalist out to get everybody at, you know, spirit dinners, devil worshiping with Aleister Crowley, witches. I mean, you know, people get it. You're evil. They've seen the WikiLeaks. They know. Media that signed on to this, Hollywood, with more than 20 movies about blacks being killed and murdered by white people and KKK just to traumatize people they put out in the last year. That all failed. Billions spent churning out garbage. Everything you can throw at us and trying to steal and stealing several states. Beth Harris is a Democrat. She confirms a bunch of states, over 100% of the people were voting in precincts for Hillary. Always right at the end, late night. Stuffing ballot boxes. You failed miserably because you are of your father, the devil. You worship a loser. That's why you're so unhappy. It's why no amount of money or power ever makes you happy. So do the world a favor before you try to burn America down or try to push abortion or try to start World War III. I don't want you to die. I want you to repent and wake up, but a lot of you won't. So if you're so into death, kill yourselves. I'm serious. If death's so sexy and cool, you like to go to devil worship parties, just slit your wrists. We'll be back with the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.